So welcome back to the show. In today's episode, I'm just discussing the ultimate guide to fueling and recovering for cyclists over 40. So someone who's turned 40 last year, 41 approaching soon, I wanted to kind of share my strategies that I use to fuel myself before a ride, how I fuel myself during the ride, and most importantly as well, as we get older, and what I've noticed is how I fuel after my ride to recover well so I can train the next day and repair my muscles as efficiently as possible and just look after myself as I get a little bit older. So hopefully you enjoy the episode. If you want to check out the episode in video format, you can also head over to my YouTube channel where you can view it in video format if you like to have a bit more visual stimulation while learning as well. So the link will be in the show notes. But enough from me. Hope you enjoy the show. And let's get into it. Welcome to another episode of the Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth, and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. If you're looking to improve your fueling strategy while cycling, then stick around, because in today's video, I'm going to touch on the importance of fueling well while riding and post-recovery if you're a cyclist over 40. Let's dive in terms of the fueling strategies that you need in order to support your riding and improve your recovery post-ride. So it's really important that you fuel well before you get out on the bike. So it goes without saying, you need a good breakfast inside you and make sure you hydrate well. If you're riding in hotter temperatures and depending on the distance and intensity of your ride, then make sure you're starting to hydrate a few days before you go out on the bike. In the summer months, it's really important to stay well hydrated generally, but try and increase the amount of water you're drinking and add in some electrolytes in your drinks as well, just to support a little bit of added salt that you might lose while out riding in hotter temperatures. Breakfast-wise, it's really important that you're making sure that you get plenty of carbohydrates on your plate. It's roughly required that you need 1 to 2 grams per kilo of body weight. So if you're an 80 kilogram individual, then that's going to be around 80 to 160 grams of carbohydrates within your breakfast. This can be easily addressed with a good bowl of porridge, some bananas, some honey, and make sure if you're cycling for longer than 4 to 5 hours, that you add in some protein in there as well. So that could be a little side omelet, or you could even add some protein to your porridge. That could easily be some peanut butter, some nuts and seeds, and some protein powder as well if you want to mix that in with your porridge mix. This is really important because this is going to help to protect your muscle tissues and to help facilitate adaptation during training. So if you are cycling for longer than 4 to 5 hours, make sure you add a good source of protein within your breakfast. And generally have your breakfast 2 to 4 hours before your ride. If you're riding for longer and it's more endurance, then you probably can get away with a breakfast about 2 hours before your ride. But if you're doing more of an intense event, maybe a sprint or a crit where the intensity is very high, you certainly don't want your breakfast coming back up while riding. So maybe give yourself at least 4 hours before your event and then top up with a gel before your event or a banana, just to make sure you're ready. So you're now out on the road, so it's really important to focus on your fueling strategy while riding. So you need to continue the same process that you did with breakfast. And generally the body can only hold on to enough carbohydrates within the first hour of your ride. So it's really important to fuel from the off. Make sure you're consuming 1 to 2 grams of carbohydrates per kilogram of body weight per hour. So again, if you weigh 80 kilograms, you need to be consuming roughly 80 kilograms of carbohydrates per hour during your ride. Now, this might take a little bit of getting used to. So start off with roughly about 60 grams of carbs per hour. This is what I personally found was useful for me in terms of building up my tolerance and just allowing my body to get used to consuming a lot more carbohydrates while riding. And for some people, this might be a little bit uncomfortable to begin with, and it has been for myself in the past, but if you stick with it and just build up gradually, then this process will become a lot easier for you. I have found the best way to consume my carbohydrates while riding is with good carbohydrate drink. I use Skirka, and they have a good 90 gram carbohydrate mix. And since turning over to Skirka in the last few months, it actually got me through my dragon ride with just predominantly Skirka carbohydrate drinks. I also used some energy bars and gels to top up along the way, but generally having two bottles of Skirka mix, that carries 180 grams of carbohydrates in my bottle, and that generally serves me well for a good 3-hour bike ride with maybe another energy bar on top to top up while riding. But if you're someone that's more interested in consuming their food rather than drinking their carbohydrates, then you can also try Wiggle Bars. They have some really good energy bars that I've personally used in the past as well, which contain 40 grams of carbs in every bar. And also Skirka do some really good energy bars alongside other companies like Science and Sport and High Five Bars. I've used those as well in the past, and they've been really tasty and really easy to digest while riding. I'm only recommending my own personal preference, and these are only the products I've used myself personally. I'm not sponsored by any of these products, but I'll post the links to their website so you can access them and try them out for yourself. My advice would be that it's all about a trial and error. So make sure you experiment with different products, see what fits well while riding. And then when it comes to your sportif, you can actually stick with the actual product and energy bar and energy drinks that you found has worked well for you in training. And a little side note on that, make sure you fuel your training rides exactly how you're going to train and fuel your sportifs or your events. There's no point changing everything when you go to a sportif. And just because it's a sportif, you're going to do something different and make sure you fuel well. Instead of when you're going out riding with your friends and relying on an electrolyte drink and maybe a coffee stop with a bit of cake, focus on fueling as you would do for a sportif, because this will make your riding more efficient. It will make your riding easier, and you can still top up with a cake at the end of the ride as well, but you're not going to be depleted come the end of the ride. And this is one of the biggest factors that my clients has actually found has really helped them improve their overall body composition and actually ride stronger just by fueling better while riding. And I always say what you eat on the bike is completely different to what you eat off the bike. So making sure you're just fueling your body as efficiently as possible. Neglect the calories while riding, just focus on the carbohydrates, because your body's going to be utilizing those really efficiently. So you just want to fuel your body as efficiently as possible, and then focus on the calories off the bike if you are looking to bring your weight down gradually. And the final point, just make sure you're fueling every hour of that bike ride right up until the end. And this will help you to come back at the end of your ride feeling pretty refreshed and energized, depending on the intensity of the ride, obviously. But you're not going to feel that you want to raid the fridges and actually binge eat post bike ride as well. So let me know in the comments below if that's something that you've done in the past. I know I had some issues with it before I really focused on fueling better while riding. And finally, I want to focus on your recovery strategy post ride. So it's really important, especially as a cyclist over 40, that you really get adequate amounts of carbohydrates and protein straight into your body after your ride. So the magic window is roughly within the first 20 minutes of getting off the bike. And this should be a combination of proteins and carbohydrates. So roughly you should be consuming about 20 grams of good quality protein and 20 grams of good carbohydrates as well. You can do this quite easily with just like a tuna sandwich, but if you want something that's really convenient and quick, then obviously look for some recovery drinks out there. Science and Sports Rico is a really good rapid recovery drink that you can just mix in with some water just to get the adequate nutrients straight into your body. Really efficient, straight into your bloodstream just by liquid form. And then you can think about having a nice meal, maybe some pasta and some tuna alongside there, just to add the carbohydrates and proteins and the calories that you've lost during your bike ride. But it's really important, especially as someone who's over 40, that you replenish with good quality sources of protein and carbs. As we age, we lose about 1% muscle per year, and roughly about 3 to 5% muscle strength per year from the age of 40. So it's really important, alongside your training, that you're giving your body the adequate nutrients in order to replenish and repair those muscles post riding. And this will help you be stronger for your next ride. So you're not just eating to recover from your previous bike ride, you're actually eating for the next training session or the next ride that you're gonna be doing, maybe in a day or so. And obviously, if you are riding multiple days on cycling holidays or on certain events, then it becomes even more vital that you pay close attention to your recovery, just to make sure you're giving the body the best chance to perform at its best on a daily consistent basis. So if you are a cyclist over 40 that does struggle with their fueling strategies and recovery strategies when it comes to your nutrition on the bike, then make sure you follow those tips to make cycling easier for you, more enjoyable, but allow your body to recover well so you can cycle long into your formative years going forward. And if you need some tips on this, I do have a free guide, my Eat to Ride guide, that you can access just by clicking the link in the comments below. It has everything I've just discussed in this video, so you can have a good read of it and use it as a resource for your fueling strategies in the future. And if you've got any questions about fueling while riding, pre, during, and post-ride, then let me know in the comments below. How do you like to fuel while riding? Do you prefer carbohydrate drinks or carbohydrate bars? What's your go-to breakfast and what's your go-to recovery strategy post-ride? Love to know your thoughts in the comments below.